Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Jaden. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for Hair Relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Chris Renee, and her phone number is 323-493-8024.
Okay, wait. Can you say that again?
Sure. The number is 323-493-8024. And her name is Chris Renee.
Chris, Chris.
Yeah, Chris, Chris, and Renee.
323-493-8024.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, can I transfer her?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much, sir.
Hi, Chris.
Yes, this is Chris speaking. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing kind of okay. I didn't know they were going to call me. I'm trying to get together my great grandson's medicine because he's a diabetic, but I think I have a few minutes. I guess he can wait. Yeah.
Okay. And again, thank you for taking the call. I'll make this quick. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. The phone number I have is 323-493-8024 for you.
Correct.
And then, if I may ask, after using Hair Relaxer, do you know what you were diagnosed with or how you were affected?
When I just told him I had it all. When I was diagnosed, when was I diagnosed? I was diagnosed with stage 1 ovarian cancer on, I think it was the day before Valentine, February the 13th, 2024. Hello? Hello? Oh, shoot. Oh, my God.
Hello, sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm
Oh,
sorry about
I'm
that. I just
sorry.
had to put in all the information for you. So I have the spelling of the name is Chris, correct?
Yeah, Chris, Chris, middle name Renee, Renee, last name is Jones, Jones, Bett. That's a space. B as in boy, Ett.
Chris Jones Betts.
Yes.
Is there a hyphen or anything? Or just space?
No, it's just a space.
No worries. And then would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
Yes, I would.
Perfect. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I went online and saw something and submitted the claim form.
And then I just have to ask, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
I can barely hear you. I'm sorry, what did you say?
So are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for the
yes,
specific
I
matter
am.
Or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. And have you or a
wait a
loved
minute,
one?
Hold on. Hold on. That paper on the table, that's for take it to your eye doctor. Okay, I'm sorry, go on. I got 101 things going on here. Go on. Okay.
No worries. And have you or a loved one used hair straightening chemicals or hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, I have.
And just to confirm, what were you diagnosed with after using hair relaxer?
What was I diagnosed with? I was diagnosed with stage 1 ovarian cancer. They said something, it was the, what did they say, the clear cell type? And I was diagnosed, I think it was the day before Valentine's Day, oh, February 13th,
2024. And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yeah, myself, Chris Renee Jones Betts.
Okay. And then can I have the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah, his name was Dr. What was it? Dr. Marion, Marian Pack, Pak.
Got you. Perfect. And I'm just going to look that up really quick. Do you have his phone number by chance?
I don't have a phone number, but the hospital I was treated at was, you want the hospital?
Sure. I'll try to look up
It's called, Okay. T as in Paul, I as in Ice, H as in Harry Health Whittier Hospital. And that was 12401 Washington Boulevard in Whittier, California, 90602.
Perfect. So 1240 Washington Boulevard?
12401 Washington Boulevard. That's okay. In Whittier, California, 90602.
And then I'm just going to look up the names right now.
Okay.
Marion Park, gynecologist?
Yes. Hold on. Victor, did you go see if the lift was out there? Oh, okay. I don't know. I'm sorry. My husband has to go to the eye doctor. My great-grandson has diabetes. Okay, well, I thought they checked me. That I'm sorry. Could you hold on for 1 second, sir? Please.
Yeah. Take your time, yeah.
Please. Hold on. Hold on. I'm on the phone with an attorney. Hold on. He's outside, Victor. Yeah. 4 minutes, 9 So he's outside now. He has a black RABA license plate 8P. AP in the box. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I'm back, sir.
No worries. No worries at all. And thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this again. And I'm very, very sorry about your diagnosis. I'm just going to confirm all the doctor information I have here so I know it's correct. I have Dr. Marion Pack, P-A-K, out of 12401 Washington Boulevard, Whittier, California, 90602.
Yes.
And then the phone number I found online for the hospital is 562-698-0811.
I'm pretty sure I have it written down somewhere. I don't know, but if that's...
it's the one I found online, so hopefully it's accurate.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Perfect.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's your name again?
So my name is Jaden. Did you use Hair Elixir of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer, if I may ask?
Well, I use it for like 12 years, you know. I don't have nappy hair, but I have... You know, curly hair, but I think I started. Let me see how my daughter, my granddaughter was born. So that's
just to confirm.
I think I started like in December of 2012 to like January 2024. I used one for the I'm not racist for black race women, L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay.
And I used to use it like. I don't know, 8 to 9 times a year, because every, 4 months or something like that, 4 or 5 months, I would do a retouch.
And then, so just to confirm, did you use Hair Relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Well, 8 times a year. Yeah, 8 times a year.
Got you. Perfect.
Yeah, for 12 years.
And on
average... it's not an excuse, but when you get over 60, something you forget certain things. So I'm just bear with me if I'm trying to remember. Okay, go on.
Of course, yeah, no worries at all. On average, okay. You said you used Hair Relaxer eight or nine times per year.
Yeah, for like, cause my youngest granddaughter is 12 years old, and I've been using it since she was born. So probably 8 times a year for 12 years.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
8 times a year.
For 12 years.
Perfect.
Today feels like a Monday. My husband had to go to the eye doctor. I got my great grandson here, so just bear with me. If I'm listening to you and being as attentive as I can, but I'm like working 5 things at a time. Okay.
No worries at all. I'll make this as quick as possible too, so you can get back to that. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And then, could I have your date of birth, please?
Yeah, December the 25th, 1957.
Very nice. Happy birthday. That's cool.
Thank you.
And so I've just to confirm, 12/25/1957?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And if any of this is wrong or if I put any of it wrong, just let me know. Were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
Was I ever diagnosed with what?
Breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No, I was just diagnosed. No, I had no type of cancer until February, stage 1 ovarian cancer.
Got you. So that was the only cancer you've been diagnosed with?
Yes.
Not you. And if I may ask, do you know if anyone else in your family, friends, family, loved ones, relatives, anyone else was using hair relaxer and had a similar experience?
Not that I know of. I just found this out. I'm trying. I know my young. Yeah, no, nobody else. No, I don't know.
Sure.
Not that I know of.
And then what state did you use hair relaxer in? Was it only California?
California,
And then you said you.
where I reside, where I was born, California.
Perfect. And then you said you started using hair relaxer in 2012 and stopped in 2024.
Correct.
And how often did you use or apply these products? Was it weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
It was 8 times, like I said, 8 times a year for
Okay.
12 years.
Got you. And so consecutive years you used it was 12 years?
Correct. That was when my granddaughter was born, December 2012, and then I stopped the beginning of last year, January.
Got you. And then for the how often you applied, I'm going to put monthly. Is that okay?
Is that, yeah, monthly, yeah.
Okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both, mainly at home, but sometimes I went to the hair salon. Well, it wasn't a hair salon, it was a friend of mine. Did she ever give me a no? She just, you know what? I'm sorry, I did it myself. The only thing she did was after I did it, she would blow dry my hair and then like curl it. That's it. Yeah, 'cause I didn't look. I didn't trust nobody with putting a perm on my hair. I shouldn't even trust myself.
No,
Yeah.
I get that. No, it's okay.
No,
So was it done at probably both or just at home?
at home. At home. I really don't think she did it. No, I think I did the majority of the time.
Phew. Perfect. And you said you were using Dark and Lovely?
Yeah, L'Oreal, dark and lovely, for for the black women, as they say.
I got you. No, yeah, no worries. And then, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
I was diagnosed in February. Yeah, because I've been using it for 12 years, and then I found out when I had stopped using it. The because I know it's my I was having problems like my abdominal swelling and irregular periods and pain and stuff. So yeah, so I was diagnosed February of 2024, and I started December 2012. So that was, well, 12 years after. Yeah, 12 years.
Okay. And so, okay, perfect. So you did, that was a yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes.
No, you're good. It's okay. No, I just have to confirm. And then what type of treatment did you receive? Do you remember? Was it like chemotherapy, immunotherapy,
My
radiation?
God, look at that. I received so much treatment. What was okay? I know I had chemo, which is eight. It was like 8 treatments over 8 months, and then I had a partial hysterectomy. My right ovary was removed, like in February 2024, I think. And they gave me morphine for pain. Yeah.
So I have chemotherapy, 8 treatments for 8 months. There's a partial hysterectomy and as well as morphine for pain
Pain,
medication.
correct. Yeah.
For pain relief. Okay. And when did this all, do you know when this treatment date started?
When did the treatment start? I think after I got after I went to the doctor. Yeah, after I went to the doctor and was diagnosed, it probably started. I don't know. I don't even have my. I gotta find my. Well,
It's okay.
did it? Shoot. Let's see.
We are almost done here, so.
I think it started like February, the mid part of February. I think it was like February 24th, 25th.
So treatment started in February of 2024.
Yes.
And do you know the
Yeah,
name
because
of the treatment?
I remember I had I when I had the symptoms, I went to have the test around the first day of February. And then I was diagnosed around the, like I said, right before Valentine's Day, like the 13th of 2024. And then they start the treatment around a week or two right after that, around February 24th, 25th.
February 24th or 25th. Okay. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you? Marion.
Yeah, Dr. Marion Pack, P-A-K.
And so I have him as the diagnosing. Was he also the treating, or was there anyone else that treated you?
No, he was the diagnose and the treating.
So you said he was both, and he diagnosed and treated you?
Yes. Yeah, because I remember he did a blood test and a biopsy and some other stuff, you know.
Got you. And so was he also giving you the chemo and stuff? Or do you know who was giving you the... Okay.
It was through the hospital. I went through the hospital, yeah.
Was it the same hospital, the 12401 Washington?
Yeah, yes, it was. Yeah, I went to that excellent hospital for cancer and everything else.
Cool. So I have you treated and diagnosed at 12401 Washington Boulevard, and you were treated and diagnosed by Dr. Marion Pack?
Correct.
Okay. And then, perfect. Okay. So that should be it for the treating. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Yeah, female.
And then for the spelling on the first name, I have is Chris, C-R-I-S-S.
No, just one S, C-R-I-S.
Sorry about that. Chris, middle initial is R. Last name is
correct.
Jones, Betts, J-O-N-E-S, space Betts, B-E-T-T-S.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then for this next part, we do require a social. This is just for identification and HIPAA purposes. Can you confirm your full social?
Yeah, 553-150151.
And I have 553-150151.
Correct.
And then can I have your email address, please?
Yeah, it's C as in cat, R as in rat, J as in John, B as in ball, 57@gmail.com.
Perfect. And then I'm just going to read this back. I have crjb57@gmail.com.
Yes.
Perfect.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. You said crjb57, right?
Mm-hmm. crjb57
okay.
at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Sorry about that.
Okay.
And then main phone number I have is 941-992-1994.
323-493-8024.
So sorry about that. That was generated.
323-493-8024.
Thank you for catching that. And then I'm just going to confirm with you one more time. 323-493-8024.
Correct.
Awesome. Thank you so much for catching that. Is this number a mobile or a home phone or both?
So it's my mobile number, and that's another thing I wanted before we hang up. I need to get, or can you text me or email me the name of your law firm, the address, the phone number, and as well as your name?
Oh, yeah. At the end of this call,
okay.
I'm going to send you a text, my name, my office hours, my email, and then I'll include any extra information you would like as well.
Okay.
And then can I have your full home address just in case the attorneys mail anything?
Yeah. 3601 West 59th Street, Apartment 1, Los Angeles, California, 90043.
3601 West 59th Street, which apartment was it?
1.
Apartment 11?
No, I'm sorry, apartment 1.
Oh, okay, no worries. So 3601 West 59th Street, Apartment 1, Los Angeles, California, 90043.
Correct.
And that was Apartment 1?
Yes, Apartment 1, the first number in the letter sequence.
I got you. And then do you have a copy of your medical records for yourself?
Somewhere. I don't know where, but why? Do you need them, or can you get them from the doctor, or what?
So the attorneys are going to attempt to pull them from the doctor at first. They just like to know if you have them or not, just so we can confirm. If you do have them somewhere in your house, would you be able to provide those by mail or electronically?
If I do have them, yes, I do. Yeah, if I do have them, I got to find, because we haven't too long moved here, and I still have boxes unpacked everywhere.
Got you. And we request, this last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This just ensures we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
I'll give you my youngest daughter's, okay? You ready?
Yeah. Did she? I'm sorry. Do they live with you or not live with you?
No, they don't live with me. No.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just need first name, phone number, and relationship to you.
Okay. First name is Janice. J as in John. O as in Orange. H as in Harry. N as in Nancy. E as in Edwards. S as in Sam. E as in Edwards. And her last name is also Betts. B-E-T-T-S.
Got you.
Her phone number is 323-479-6009, and that's my youngest daughter.
Gotcha. Perfect. Johnny's 323-479-6009, that's your daughter?
Yes, my daughter.
And then I'm just going to confirm some of this information with you before I send out our documents. The spelling on the first name is C-R-I-S. Middle initial is R. Last name is Jones Betts, J-O-N-E-S-B-E-T-T-S.
Yes, correct.
Perfect. And you were treated and diagnosed by Dr. Marion Pack?
Correct.
2401, okay. And then date of birth I have on file is 12/25/1957.
Correct.
And then date of diagnosis is 02/13/2024.
Correct.
Perfect. Okay. Awesome. And then social I have on file is 553-150151.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to send over these documents right now. Just let me know as soon as you do get them, and then I can walk you through them. They should come through
either text message or email.
Whichever one... they should come through to both, but whichever one's easier to access for you.
Okay.
And then when you do click on the message, it's going to have a link that's going to take you to a DocuSignature page.
Okay. You have a doc envelope. Select the link to use your doc signature. You know, I don't know how to do this, so just be with me. Okay, so it says doc sign. Do you agree to receive future SMS messages from doc sign at this number?
I'll just click continue or agree or next.
Okay. Okay, continue. Recognize this email. Continue to review. Continue. I agree. Please sign. Okay. So continue. Okay. Oh, wow. That's a lot. Hold on. Select start to begin. Oh, wow. Let's see. Where do I sign? Sign. Okay. Sign. Oh, my God. I'm going to try to get in here real quick. Okay.
Of course, yeah. I'm sending you a text for my personal number right now while you fill that out.
Okay, Christian's Betts.
As you fill that out, just make sure everything on there is accurate to you. So like spelling on names, date of birth, addresses. If anything is misspelled or incorrect, I can always resend the documents.
Okay, so adopt and sign. Okay, sign here. Oh, wait a minute. This is hot. Wait a minute. Oh, Chris, yeah, 36 questions. Okay, on where it says, the bottom where it says doc envelope, it doesn't have my middle name, it doesn't have my apartment number, and I don't know how to put it in here.
Oh, that's okay. It'll generate on the on the document itself,
Okay.
or it
Okay.
doesn't need to generate
Okay.
on the retainer itself, but it'll
Okay.
show up on
So,
the.
okay. So, okay. So draw my initials CRJB. Adopt an initial. Oh, I despise this. Okay, hold on. Okay, let me go here. Oh, here it is. Okay. Okay, I think I've got one more. Your signature. Okay. Oh, bear with me.
No worries,
Okay,
no
my
worries.
signature
If you have
is
questions for me, just let
there.
me know.
No. Yeah, my signature is there. Anywhere else for my signature? My signature there. Okay. What's your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Jaden. I think my name should be on
Okay.
the
Oh,
top of
yeah,
the
Jane.
document.
I thought, okay. Let me make sure I signed everywhere.
Of course.
I despise these things, but let me see. I'm almost finished.
No
Let me
worries.
see. Okay. So let me see. Okay. So hold on, Chris. You sign there. You initial there. Where else? You sign there. You sign there. You initial there. You sign there. Finish, it says. Please let it go through. Okay.
Awesome, I was able
So it
to.
says all parties have completed.
Okay, perfect. Let me
So
double
you've
check.
done, it says you're done signing. So what do I do next? Do I download it to keep it or what?
Yeah, if you want, you can download it, print it out. But for now, if you want to swipe out, you can as well. But if there's an option to download it, you can do that or print it out as well.
I'm gonna download it.
And
I
then I just
guess.
want to look through and make sure everything's correct. I did just send you a text with my name and my office hours. And then I'll include the name of the attorneys that you're with. It's in the contract as well, but I'll send
Okay.
you their name, their number if you need that as well.
Okay. It says all parties have completed here. Relax the retainer. Download. That's it. Yeah, okay. Jaden from Mass Tour Strategy.
Yes. So yeah, we should be
Okay.
all documents were signed. I'm just going to confirm some of this for you. Chris R.
Okay.
Jones
And
Betts, the sorry, what?
no, go on. Make sure you send me your, well, where's your phone number? I'll find it on the doc. Go on.
Oh,
Go on.
I sent it to your direct number. Did you get that text?
Oh, hold
It's from a 949 number.
on. 949. Oh, wait, 949. No. I don't know. I'll find it. That's okay. I'll try to find it.
Did that come up? I just sent it. I sent a text. Oh, wait, hold on. I sent it to the wrong number. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh,
I'm
you
so
sent it to
sorry.
Johnny?
No, no,
You
no.
sent it to Johnny?
I sent it to
Okay.
a different number. I'm so sorry. Let me know if this one
Okay.
comes through. I have everything updated, so this should be. Just one second. Okay. Did that one go through?
Let's see. Oh, wait, yes, there's women. Hey, Chris, this is Jane. Yes, yes, yes,
Perfect.
yes. I'm
Awesome.
gonna make sure I lock this in. Okay, yeah.
My email's at the
Okay.
bottom, my office hours, and you can call or text that number. Or text, yeah. Call, text, anything.
Okay. Now
For now,
let me ask you something, Jane. No one else should be calling me, right?
what do you mean?
No, I mean no other person or attorney should be calling me, right?
Oh, yeah. So as soon as you're signed on with our attorney group, you can't go into contract with anyone
Yeah,
else.
nobody. Yeah,
Not
okay. As long as nobody should be calling me, because I think I mean this has something to do with something else. I think my husband is, he's doing a CPAP machine. It's like once he filed a claim or answered a questionnaire or something, all these attorneys call, but he has his attorney, so I'll just ignore them. Okay.
ignore, and if they corner you and ask you questions, just let them know you already have a representation, or you're already being represented and you're satisfied with their group. But
Okay.
you are in contract with us, so you are not allowed to discuss anything about this or sign other
Oh,
documents with anyone else.
right. Thank you so much. Okay.
Of course. But yeah, the
Okay.
attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours to do case verification. So you'll meet them then. If you have any questions between now and then, you can always reach out to my 949 number.
Okay. Thank you so much. And you, that's it, right?
Yeah, we should be good for today. They'll reach out to you in 24 to 48 hours.
Okay. Well, you have a blessed day, and thank you so much for helping me get this together, okay? Because I've been procrastinating over this. Okay.
Of course.
All right.
Thank you so much for your time, and thank you for speaking with me about your experience. If anything
okay.
else comes
oh.
up in the future, just let us know.
How do I rate it? I rate it 100%.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'll
okay.
Again, if you have questions, just let me know.
Okay, you have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.